acb@acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello once again, this is Don Coco, and I'm with you from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. I'd like to chat briefly about a tool that MSNBC puts out called News Alert. You can pick up this tool free of charge at www.msnbc.com. On that page, you're going to basically go to the Tools link. It's down there to the bottom of the page. You'll see it. You have to go through a lot of links, but it's there. And then once you go to the Tools link, you'll go to the download link, and you'll be able to download this great tool called News Alert. News Alert lives in your system tray. As breaking news is updated, it can do any number of things, from playing your default sound to flashing an icon or popping up a window. So you can have it, it's quite customizable. It's 100% speech friendly. It's a great little tool, and it's on my system tray, so let's take a look at it. Let's go to it now.
Taskbar.
And it's on my system tray running already, so let's see if we can find it here.
No ads. Button. News Alert.
There it is. And right at the moment it says News Alert, but if there were new alerts, I would say News Alert, you have new alerts, is what it would say. Anyway, I'll hit return on it. That's going to pop it up on
news
the screen.
Alerts.
And you do have to read this with the mouse pointer, because there is no way to actually read it with the arrow keys, but that works still pretty well. First of all, they have different options. Let's take a look at the menus, first of all. File menu.
Menu closed. Context menu. Menu closed. N equals check for new alerts.
Check for new alerts.
C equals closed.
Well, we have closed, of course.
N equals check for
check
new alerts.
Check for new alerts.
R equals review recent alerts.
Review recent
Hour
alerts.
Last. H equals help.
H is help.
A equals about news alert.
A is about.
C equals close.
And close.
A equals about menu closed.
That's
graphic.
Under the file menu.
Graphic. File. News. File. Customize. Graphic.
We have also a customize.
L. E. C. Graphic. File. Customize.
So let's go to
S.
Customize.
Context menu. Left. MSNBC News.
MSNBC News.
CNBC on MSN Money.
CNBC.
CNET News.
CNET News.
CNET News.
ZDNet News.
D equals delivery settings.
Delivery settings, and that's their preferences.
MSNBC News.
So let's go to the delivery settings, because this is what we want to look at. So once you install this free tool, you're basically going to be given choices. They're going to send you to a web page for one thing, and you'll be able to, basically you'll set up the categories of news you'd like to receive. But under the settings, this is the settings for the news ticker itself. Let's take a look at them here.
Cancel. Checkbox. Checked. Alert notification. F equals flash taskbar icon.
Flash the taskbar icon.
Checkbox. Checked. Alert notification. P equals play sound.
Play a sound, and as I say, it does play your Windows default sound. You don't have any control. You may not adjust that. I mean, you can change your Windows default sound, yes, but that's the sound it's going to use to notify you of an alert.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Alert notification. D equals display alert window.
Display an alert window. So if you check that box and news comes in, it will actually pop up a window. Now, that may be a preference you may want or you may not want.
Edit box. E equals every 30.
And you can tell it how often do you want. By default, it's set to every 30 minutes. I mean, that's its default, you know, to check every 30 minutes. But you certainly can customize it. So
Zero.
Let's say I don't like 30 minutes. I'd prefer 10 minutes. There we go. Every 10 minutes.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Update. O equals only when using dial-up networking.
Update only when using dial-up networking. Well, I'm on cable, so I don't need to check that box.
Checkbox. Checked. Update. U equals upgrade when new version found.
Upgrade when there's a new version found. Sure, I'd like to be notified if they have a new version that they put out.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Proxy. X equals use proxy server.
Use proxy server. That does not apply to me.
Edit box. S equals server.
Then there's proxy server settings.
Edit box. T equals put. Checkbox. Unchecked. Proxy. V equals use basic authentication.
Authentication.
Edit box. R equals user. Edit box. A equals password. Button. Okay.
And there we
Button.
Go.
Checkbox. Check.
And that's all we have. So we're ready
Button.
To go.
Cancel. Button.
So we just tell that okay. Now, on the screen we have the first alert. And the best way to read these alerts will be with your mouse pointer. Unfortunately, you can't read them in a list box or that sort of thing. It doesn't work. So you'll have to read them actually with your mouse pointer.
News.
So let's
UK
do that.
Sources attack back. News. File. Customize. Graphic. 1 of 5. Graphic.
Okay, 1 of 5 it shows. It shows that we have 5 different news stories here.
News. News.
This is the first one. News.
UK forces attack Basra.
UK forces attack Basra.
Artillery sites. British forces on Tuesday were preparing to move into Basra, Iraq has second largest city to take on Iraqi militiamen. Graphic. Complete story.
Now, they have a graphic there that says complete story, and I can certainly click on that if I care to. Now, if I care to go to the next story, I can type Control-U, and that'll actually move it to the next story. Let's see what the next story is.
File. CNET News.
The next one is from CNET News, because I like computer news, of course, and this is from CNET News.
Wi-Fi firewall gets U.S. approval. A startup has wireless security product. Is approved by federal standards. Organization paving the way for resale by Hewlett Packard to the U.S. government. Graphic. Complete story.
So, and then if I wanted to click on that graphic that says complete story, it will take me to the webpage of CNET, and I can read the story there. I can type Control U to go to the next story. I mean, all I want to do right at the moment is read the headlines.
Top CNET News.
More CNET News.
W3C spec labels XML. Parts. The web has most influential standards. Group recommends pointer. Designed to identify discrete sections of an XML document. Graphic. Complete story. Graphic. Customize CNET News.
Now down below they have customize. And I can actually customize the type of news that I would like to actually see if I don't want to see all the news from CNET or from NBC, CNBC. Now I'm down to 2 articles.
CNET News.
More CNET News.
PC Forum delves into future of tech, hourglass, open source software, privacy were among the fanciful and practical topics being discussed at the annual high tech conference. Graphic. Complete story.
And the final article.
Top CNET News. Red Hat liberates low-end Linux. With the release of Red Hat Linux 9, the company moves to a strategy that lets it adopt the latest technology more aggressively for its lower-end products. Graphic. Complete story. Products. Graphic. Products. Graphic. Graphic. Customize CNET News.
And then we have customized news.
Graphic. Graphic.
As I say.
Customize CNET News.
So now we can just do this.
But graphic. Customize CNET. Graphic. Complete story. Top graph. File. Customize. Graphic. 101. CNET News. Adobe site dings apples. Adobe Systems says it's not trying to get customers to dump their Macs. Despite a new web page that shows its video editing software runs faster on PCs. Graphic. Complete story.
And there we go. And we've now updated the news ticker.
No new alerts.
It'll say no new alerts.
No new alerts. File.
So,
customize. No
basically,
new alerts.
If you want to customize it, you know, you can go to the website and you can customize it, tell it which categories you want. It's a pretty good little software. It's called News Alert, basically it's the News Alert ticker is what it is. You can find it at www.msnbc.com. That's www.msnbc.com. It's completely free and works really good. They've got some good hotkeys. Control-R, for example, to repeat news you've already read. I guess it keeps it in a buffer type of thing. Control-U to update. And there are some other hotkeys in there as well. But a good little job. Like I say, you do have to more or less read the headline with your mouse pointer and then decide if you want to, you know, left click for the story, but it's quite good. And during this time of turmoil, you might want to have that running on your desktop. It takes up hardly any resources. It's quite good. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.